Shalom Aleichem, everyone. We continue with Maseches Tanis, Perek Daled, Mishnayis Daled, and Hey. Mishnah Daled says, Kol Yom Sheish Bo Halal, Ein Bo Maimed B'Shachris. On day when we say Halal, there's no Maimed at Shachris. But the Nurse says specifically it's talking about Yimei Chanukah, which they have Halal at Shachris, but they don't have Musaf. And there'll just be no time to do the Maimed at Shachris. Korban Musaf, Ein Bo Bani'ilo. If there's a Korban Musaf, for example, it's Rosh Chodesh, so they would not say the Maimon and the Ilah. Korban Eitzim, Ein Baba Mechol. Let's discuss what the Korban Eitzim is in the next Mishnah. This would be Docha Mincha, Devi Rabbi Kiva. That's all according to Rabbi Kiva. I'm Rabbi Nazai, Kachai, Rabbi Shua Shona. Korban Musaf, Ein Baba Mincha. Korban Eitzim, Ein Baba Ne'ilah. He says, Rabbi Shua says that the Korban Eitzim, so the Korban Musaf would be Docha Mincha, the Korban Eitzim would be Docha Ne'ilah. Because Rabbi Kiva, Leo Shona, Kevinazin. Rabbi Kiva then changed the opinion to agree like this. This is because Korban Musaf is a Korban De'oraisa. And we're not afraid that's going to be Docha Mincha. But the Korban Eitzim is Kedari Sofim. We see it come from, as we'll see, it comes from Nevi'im. So it really should be Docha Mincha Ne'ila. But we say Derei Rabbanan Bai Chizuk. So you say they shouldn't be Docha the Korban Eitzim. That's Mishnah Daled. Mishnah Hay says, Zman Atzei Kohana Ve'am Tisha. The Zman of the Korban Eitzim, there were nine different points. Becha ben Nisan ben Arach ben Yehuda. On the first day of Nisan, the family of Arach from Yehuda would bring the Eitzim. Basically, the background to this is that when the Jews came back for the second Beis HaMikdash, there were no Eitzim, there was no wood for the Mizbeach. So this family of Bnei Arach ben Yehuda donated wood, and the Nevi'im said that even if the Lishka is going to be full of wood, this family is going to donate every year on the first of Nisan, and this is going to be the same with all the other families, because when they first got back, it took time for everything to get back to normal. And then that day that they brought the wood, they would bring a special karban, and that day would be a yanta for them. It's all brought down in a Sefer Nehemiah Perek Vav. Okay, so that's the first family on the first of Nisan. It's Bnei Arach ben Yehuda. Besam Tam was Bnei David ben Yehuda. B'chamisha ba'av Bnei Parosh ben Yehuda. B'sheva ba'av Bnei Yonadav ben Rechav. B'asar ba'av Bnei Sana ben Binyamin. B'chamisha asar ba'av Bnei Zatu ben Yehuda. It happens to be that in the summer the wood dries out fast, so they had to replace a lot more in the summer. That's why you see it's all in the same month, like only a few days after each other. Right, so Bnei B'chamisha asar ba'av Bnei Zatu ben Yehuda. So along with his family would be the Kohanim Levim, anyone who did not know which family they're a part of. So what's going on here is one time there was a decree that the Jews couldn't bring Bikurim. Zinyan Dioma, the regular Mishnah Yomi cycle, is on Bikurim, finishing up Seder's run. So they couldn't bring Bikurim. So these people decided to hide their Bikurim with fig leaves, and then they said they're just going to dry their figs and make fig cakes. So they got past the guards that were set up to make sure they didn't bring the Bikurim. So that's why they called them Bnei Gonvei Eli. Eli is the type of leaves they use, and Gonvei to steal, and they're Gonvei Lev HaShomrim, Ba'ali Sha'akseifim, that they stole the hearts of the guards. They tricked them with the leaves that were on their shoulders. And Bnei Kol Tzeikos is also along the same lines of making these fig cakes that they trick the guards into thinking they're making. Okay, Be'esim Ba'al Bnei Pachas Mo'af Ben Yehuda, Be'esim Be'elol, Bnei Adin Ben Yehuda, Be'echa B'teves, Shavu Bnei Parosh Shnia. So on the first of Teves, Bnei Parosh went a second time. They're the same people on the fifth of Av because they did a lottery. This is what it came out to be. Echav Teves Lahayabo Maimud. On the first day of Teves, there's no Maimud at all. Shahayabo Halo, Vakarbon Musaf, Vakarbon Eitzim. Because they have both Halo, which is Docha Shachris, as we said. And the Karbon Musaf, so that was Docha Mincha, obviously is Docha Musaf itself. The Karbon Musaf is Docha Mincha, and the Karbon Eitzim was Docha Ne'ila. The Bartender just points out that we specified, there are actually two dates that fell out on Rosh Chodesh that we listed in the Mishnah, Echa B'Teves and Echa B'Nisan. We specify Echa B'Teves not because it's Rosh Chodesh, but because it's Chanukah. Rosh Chodesh Teves always falls down in the middle of Chanukah, and Chanukah we say full hollow. But Rosh Chodesh, the hollow is only Minhag, that's why we say half hollow. So therefore, that's not Tochah the Maimed, which is why we didn't say Rosh Chodesh Nisan, even though it has all these three aspects. The Hallel is less significant than the Hallel of Rosh Chodesh Teves, which is Chanukah. Everyone should have a great night.